Today is Thursday, March 7th. The title for our devotional is Resist the Devil. Peter's final imperative here to all believers is to resist the devil by standing firm in the faith. Let's begin by reading 1 Peter 5. We're going to just start in verse 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Peter here paints a vivid picture of the devil as a prowling, roaring lion looking for prey. After portraying Christians as sheep, this is a rather startling, striking image. The devil seeks to devour Christians. This very well could be a picture of the governing authorities of Rome and in their new communities being used and animated by the devil to pressure them into abandoning Jesus. The image of Caesar roaring and scattering the church into exile makes sense of the context. It also makes sense of the Romans trying to devour the church by getting them to disavow Christ and worship Caesar and the Roman gods. He reassures them that these same sufferings are being experienced by believers all over the world in his day. These societal pressures to disavow Jesus and give allegiance to idols in society was experienced everywhere then and still is today. Again, we need to be aware of the spiritual war that we are in. Also, their suffering is only for, quote, a little while. Even if it is for the lifetime of the believer, it is but a little while in comparison to the eternal glory we experience in Christ, which this glory Peter continually holds out as a hope for the believers. God is the God of all grace, which he will bestow upon his people in full. He will restore all things. This term refers to making right everything that was wrong. It is used of putting things back in their proper order. What sin has disordered in creation, God will make it right. He will also confirm, that is, empower, or strengthen and establish the believer. These three are similar ideas, reminding us that God is preserving us for a salvation that will be revealed in the end. Eve concludes this section by saying, to God belongs dominion forever and ever. That dominion is not to the devil or to the rulers of this world that he animates, to persecute the believers and to devour them. So Christians should live for God's kingdom and not out of fear of the kingdom of man. Because to God belongs dominion, and his dominion is eternal. Firm here means solid in contrast to being soft and viscous. I just read the lexical definition for you. This is what I've been driving at this whole campaign. We need to have a resilient faith, not a soft faith. A resilient faith resists the devil. A resilient faith resists the pressures of our society that seek to lead us away from the way of Jesus. In the context of this book and in our modern day temptations in the church, a resilient faith remains humble in the face of losing influence in our culture. It doesn't fight fire with fire, but humbly trusts our faithful Creator and God who judges justly. It is willing to even suffer persecution, knowing that on the other side of death in the Christian life is resurrection and glory, just like Jesus. So, people of God, firm up your faith. Make your faith resilient. Resist the devil and the temptations of this culture that seek to drive you away from the way of Jesus. Put your hope fully, fully in the grace that will be brought to you at the return of Jesus. His is the dominion and power and glory forever and ever. Nothing, no one else, can compare.